Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. Today, we have a question from listener Lisa Wright. She asks, our house has an oil furnace and a wood stove. Which one is best to heat our home in the winter? We had Alina Coleman and Molly McGid from our Possibly team look into this question. Welcome, Alina and Molly.
Hi, Megan.
Hello.
So, should Lisa heat her home using an oil furnace or a wood stove?
Well, first we talked with Lisa to learn a little bit more about how she heats her house.
So we keep our furnace around 64 during the day. When the stove is going nicely, it tends to just put off enough heat that it keeps the house cozy.
So during the day, Lisa sets the temperature for her furnace low and uses the wood stove to boost it up to 70.
Okay, so Lisa uses both her furnace and her wood stove, but she wants to know the impact of each heating source on its own.
Exactly. And this question might apply to many Rhode Islanders, because the state has seen a spike in people who rely on firewood to heat their homes.
Okay, so where did you start?
First, we looked at her oil use from the last year, which was about average for household heat in Rhode Island, and calculated that it releases about 10 tons of CO2 a year.
And what would the emissions be if Lisa just heated her home using the wood stove?
Well, we estimated that to heat her house for a year, Lisa would need to use the wood from about 50 trees. The number depends on what kind of wood, but 50 is a good ballpark.
And burning all of that wood releases about 14 tons of CO2 per year.
So burning wood creates more emissions than heating with oil?
Yes. For the same amount of heat, wood creates more CO2 emissions.
So is it always better to burn oil instead of wood?
Well, that depends on where Lisa gets her wood.
She says that sometimes she buys firewood, but also...
we've had a couple of trees removed in our backyard, so we've used that wood.
Is that better?
Well, trees also release CO2 emissions when they die and decompose. In fact, those emissions are equal to what happens when you burn that wood in a stove.
So if Lisa only used salvage wood for her stove, those CO2 emissions would be released whether she burnt the wood or not?
Right.
But cutting wood specifically to burn it is a different story.
Cutting trees to heat all of our homes just isn't feasible.
Remember, it would take 50 trees just to heat her house. If everyone in Rhode Island used wood to heat their homes, we'd clear all the trees in the state in just a few years.
So what's the answer to Lisa's question?
Our recommendation is that Lisa should heat her home using her oil furnace and should use the wood stove to supplement, only if she burns salvaged wood.
Great. Thank you, Alina and Molly. That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way you recycle, use energy, or make any other choice that affects the planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly. Possibly is a co-production of the Institute at Brown for Environment and Society and the Publix Radio.